Sports Central. Horse racing.
It is a great day of racing, and of course, for a couple of the big races, they determined the last few entries into the Melbourne Cup. Brent Serafa, racing.com, to look back at a big day at Flemington yesterday. G'day, Brent.
G'day, Brett. How's things?
Going okay, thank you. Prized Icon, the big boil over.
Yeah, it was quite an upset in the Victoria Derby with James Cummings and Glyn Schofield winning the feature group one on the card yesterday, defeating their favourite in Sacred Elixir. But the postscript to this event was, the now James joining the long list of Cummings, his family, his father Anthony, his grandfather Bart, and his great-grandfather and Jim, who had all trained Victoria Derby winners.
You couldn't wipe the smile off his face, could you, Brent? I mean, trainers and those who, you know, connections who have a close association with the horse and put in so many yards, I mean, just that thrill have been able to win. It's a tough sport to win, and some don't ever get that glory.
Yeah, well, he'd been going okay this preparation, but his run last Saturday was a one that you thought may struggle to turn the tables on Sacred Elixir, but getting out to the extended trip of 2,500 metres yesterday, he really relished that and was given a beautiful ride by Glyn Schofield. And it was quite a memorable day for all involved with the Cummings family, because Prized Icon's a horse that they managed to win a Group 1 win in Sydney earlier this year as a two-year-old, and now he's quite a valuable horse.
No doubt. Oceanographer won the Lexus, so also sealing its spot for Tuesday's race.
Yeah, it's becoming one of the most popular runners in Melbourne Cup now, and is a second favourite with a lot of the bookmakers for the Melbourne Cup behind Hartnell. Oceanographer was visually very impressive, winning the Lexus Stakes, coming from a long way back and reeling off some very, very fast times in the concluding stages to reel in Tom Melbourne. So he'll have to have his third run in 13 days at Flemington following his effort in the Geelong Cup. So that's a little bit unusual for the European-trained horses, but his trainer, Charlie Appleby, has done a fantastic job with the horses that he's brought to Victoria this spring. He managed to run second in the Caulfield Cup with Scottish. He won the Geelong Cup. He's won the Bendigo Cup. He won, obviously, the Lexus Stakes there yesterday. So the team's really firing on all cylinders, and many predicting that Oceanographer will run a big race with Chad Schofield to ride on Tuesday.
Let's have a look ahead. I mean, the barrier draw was fascinating last night. Certainly the Jamaica camp pretty happy. Barrier 3, Hartnell's drawn, I think, was it barrier 12?
Yep.
I think an Oceanographer barrier 11. So how do you look at the field? I mean, 24 set at this stage, and I suppose for Jamaica, that is it's a very nice spot to be in.
Yeah, I think those gates that you mentioned are ones that sort of don't really make too much of a difference to their chances, because they'll probably get every opportunity to find a nice position before the run into the first turn. But the horses that have been disadvantaged, you'd have to say, would be the internationals who drew Wicklow Brave, drew Barrier 24, the extreme outside gate, and Heartbreak City drew Barrier 23. So Joe Marrero, who rides Heartbreak City, certainly got his work cut out now to get that horse into quite a suitable position. Speaking with his trainer, Ian Tony Martin, last night, he said, look, there's not much we can do about it. That's a barrier draw, and we're happy with the condition of the horse, but it's undenying how difficult that task will be now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking to Brent Serafa, racing.com, as we look ahead to, of course, Tuesday's Melbourne Cup, and the entire day, 10 races. We'll have them all right here on 11:16 SEN. Any other highlights for you coming up on Melbourne Cup Day, apart from the Cup itself, which is obviously the feature? It's not probably regarded as a good a day of racing, is it, as, say, a Derby Day?
No, there's a lot of restricted class races on the card, but it's just a, as always, a great festival of the sport, with the obviously highlight being the Melbourne Cup, which is traditionally run at 3 o'clock, race number 7 on the card. And look, there's plenty of good stories in the race. You've got Caitlin Mallion being the only female jockey in this year's Melbourne Cup. She's riding a sign, drawn barrier 22. We've got Ben Thompson, an apprentice, getting a ride in the Melbourne Cup with Rosa Virginia sneaking in the field last night. And although Rosa Virginia doesn't look to be a horse that you can imagine will be figuring in the finish, many would have said that about Prince of Penzance last year and that spectacular story with Michelle Payne. So we'll get to see another champion crowned tomorrow afternoon, and the stories will no doubt continue to flow from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Brent. Really appreciate it, and we'll have plenty of coverage not only of Melbourne Cup Day, but Oaks Day as well coming up on Thursday. Really appreciate your time.
All the best.